Blog Talk Radio.
When the Murrays discovered Gain Scentbeads, they fell in love with the irresistible scent. So did their dog Roger. Gain Scentbeads keep even the stinkiest stuff smelling fresh.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most?
So good.
Keep on round, that's not what superheroes do.
Yeah.
you're the savior.
I don't wanna love nobody but you. I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Yes.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
This is a product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I am your host, Mo Garman, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Please dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Today, we are going to be discussing healing the mother wound. We're taking a look at the divine feminine. Mother's Day just passed on the 14th, and there are some that do not have a good relationship with their mother. So tonight, we're going to look at the mother wound. Then we're going to look at the divine feminine, what a woman, I suppose, look like when she's in balance, when she's in harmony, and when she's in acceptance with herself. As we have this open discussion, we're going to see where we are as women and see if you have any areas where you need to grow. I know we all need to grow. I need to grow. Hopefully looking at the mother wound and then looking at who we are divinely supposed to be as women, it will allow us to begin to heal our wounds and eventually embrace our mothers if we're having difficulty in that area. Maybe your children have difficulty with you in that area. Only you know that. Before we begin, I want to say thanks to everyone for supporting my show. I want to especially thank the O&E Dynasty family for all of their support, as well as the support I received from Brother O. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share my point of view and for the great music tonight with Kirk Franklin. I want to take a moment to mention that my show, Breaking the Silence, is all about healing and creating a sacred space for men and women. Today, we're making a focus on women, though. And please remember, I'm not a therapist. I'm just a person going through life just like you, sharing my story, and hopefully it'll help someone else to heal. I'd like to begin with a quote by an unknown author, "Power to heal your life," and you need to know that. I think there's a lot of times we get lost and think we don't have any power down here, and we actually do. We can heal. So let's start. What is the mother wound? The mother wound is the cultural trauma that is carried by a mother, along with any dysfunctional ways of coping that have been used to process that pain. This pain is inherited by their children, with daughters generally bearing the brunt of the burden. In other words, it's a generational wound. Some might even call it a generational curse. Why is it important to heal? It's important so that we can evolve as women, being the best version of ourselves. It allows us to love ourselves and our husbands and our children. Signs of the mother wound can be very, very, very subtle, and it may be difficult to identify the trauma from the difficulties of the mother-daughter relationship. After all, many of us who we are relate back to how we were raised. Many things to consider include people-pleasing and emotional caretaking, often to your own detriment or leading to feelings of resentment. Sometimes people do things just to please another person. That's not really the best place to be because, again, it does cause resentment. Feeling competitive with other women. These are things to consider, signs of the mother wound. Feeling pressure to conform to rigid expectations of womanhood. Feeling that you must remain small, quiet, or good in order to be accepted and loved. You know, I think a lot of people in different religions do that. There's a variety of different religions out there. I'm not pointing out any one singularly, but most of them tell the women to be obedient and to be quiet and good in order to be accepted and loved. Never feeling good enough, no matter how far you bend over backwards. Failing to set strong boundaries, often coupled with the inability to say no. Feeling failure or disapproval, while conversely also fearing success and fulfillment. consciously or unconsciously waiting for your mother's permission and or approval to fully live your life and reach your potential as a woman on this plane. This is the product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I am your host, Mo Garment, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Please dial in 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Now we're going to discuss, what is divine feminine? What am I talking about when I say the divine feminine? The divine feminine refers to the energy that exists within and without us that is softer, more nurturing, more intuitive, and more empowered. It can look at in a similar way to yin and yang, the masculine and the feminine energy that people often describe in Western worlds. They talk about yin and the yang of energy and the energy flow, how it flows through your body. The divine feminine is not new. It has ancient roots, and the feminine archetype has been around across many civilizations and centuries. When we trace back history, we can see that women have always been held in high esteem within the family unit, even by ancient Greeks and Romans, into the African and Egyptian practices. You can see how women have been regarded in religion, like Catholicism, the Virgin Mary is held in high regard. Christianity, for example, holds Mary above all women. Hinduism, there's Kali, and even Buddhism, there's Tara, and the Native Americans worship Comarcus. They still see that are divinely connected. Women today are seeking to reconnect to their center, their core essence, their feminine essence, and that's what we'll be discussing today. Divine feminine imbalance has the following traits. A key word is imbalance, and I want to keep that in mind because nobody is perfect. No mother is perfect, but we are talking about the mother wound. Before we get into that, we have a track next by international DJ legend, Brother O.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, we gotta stand.
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You got to get, come on. Fifth ward. Fourth one. Come on, sing it.
Never thought that I would come again. I never thought the dark had to end.
Tonight, Brother O, thank you so much for the music. This is a product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Carmen. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Before we went to break with Brother O's fantastic music, we were talking about the divine feminine in balance and how it has the following traits. The first trait that we're going to talk about is intuition or intuitiveness. It's defined as the ability to know or understand something without any reasoning process. It's something that a woman knows within themselves instinctively. That's divine feminine. They find meaning from underlying symbols, signs or patterns of events. They recognize patterns. They know things from info they receive subconsciously. A person who is intuitive displays a level of thinking and sensitivity that sets them apart. They go with their gut. Though it may not be logical, they can't explain why, but they trust it. They trust their intuition. I can recall a time my grandmother just knew things. She just knew that I was getting in trouble. she would just know that I was there doing something. That's that mother intuition that we have. To be grounded is the next one. To be grounded is defined as to be well-balanced and sensible. Grounded is a term used in conjunction with the energy field around us. Being grounded means we're content with who we are. Becoming grounded is about getting rid of excess energy in the body, allowing clean energy to come through. When we're grounded in ourselves, we're calm, we're slowed down our emotions, and we're getting more in touch with the internal and external worlds. We're free from distractions. So I know a lot of you have maybe been to a massage therapist or maybe been to an energy healer, they're talking about being grounded. This is what they're talking about, being balanced, okay, connecting with the earth. The next thing that they talk about is being receptive is a part of the divine feminine. Being receptive as the ability or willingness to receive something, especially signals or stimulation from another person. In other words, to be open to receiving information from someone else, like your mom, your sister, your cousin, your partner. Being receptive even when you're disagreeing with another person is a sign of being receptive. So that's just some examples. The next example is to be reflective. That is to relate or characterize by deep thought. The key word, though, is not brooding or anger. To think about something involves attention, pattern recognition, memory, decision-making, and knowledge. A great way to reflect is to journal and to go back on what you've written after a bit of time has passed. And the key to being reflective is to problem solve. So women who have this trait that are in their divine feminine tend to be reflective and will help solve problems within their life, in their family, and in their workspace. That's what they do. This is just who they are. A divine feminine woman has strong boundaries. Strong boundaries are psychological limits that mark the distinction between what causes us emotional harm and what does not. Boundaries are an expression of knowledge and affirming of our needs, desires, thoughts, and feelings, which have involved emotional and physical contact. Strong boundaries tell you where you end and the other person begins. Those are strong boundaries. If you can't tell the difference between your relationship with yourself versus the relationship with maybe your children, for example, you might have to work on some boundaries. But the person here we're talking about is divine feminine, and she already has her boundaries all squared up. The divine feminine also is empathetic. That means she shows the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. An example is of this trait out of balance. I remember taking a group dynamics class some time ago, and we broke into two groups. We chose the topic of abortion to debate in class. We had a pro group, and then we had a con group, and then we were asked to switch positions after we had argued both positions. The con group was asked to argue the pro position, and then the pro group was asked to argue the con position. What the silent observer saw that was on the sideline was that there was a lack of empathy, a real lack of empathy to hear and understand the perspective of the other side. It was 90% women. That's important to note because we were all out of our divine feminine at that point. We weren't able to see each other's point of view. That's a feminine trait, to be able to see each other's point of view and be empathetic towards each other. This is a product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, please dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We have a track next by Brother O.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like it's cold. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
Thank you so much, Brother O, for that wonderful track. We have a caller in the queue. Caller one, could you please tell us who you are and where you're calling from? This is Mo Garmin from Breaking the Silence.
Hey, peace, Mo Garmin. How you doing? This is the Magic Man.
Hey, Mooney, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. Enjoying your show. I mean, you know what? I thank all in all for you covering such topics on the divine feminine. But I got a question for you, okay? Not to throw you off, but something I've really, really been noticing here. And right now, I don't see a healthy balance. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm all for the divine feminine, but here's what I'm seeing, and I don't think it's just me. I'm looking at what appear to be males who is taking on, like, the dominant, I guess you could say, more like divine feminine in what's supposed to be a masculine figure, and I'm looking at what's supposed to be a feminine figure who's taking on more of a masculine figure. And it's definitely not where I come from. I mean, the proud people that I come from, it's a healthy balance between the two. So I'm just trying my best to comprehend this, and I feel like with you being sent here to cover such subjects, I just don't see a healthy balance between the two. So I don't know if that's more of a question or a question statement, you know, that I'm posing to you.
It sounds more like a question statement. I agree with you. There are people here that are completely out of balance. I think that's what you're describing. There are people that are manifesting themselves in a way that's more dominantly male when they're female, but they're dominating as more masculine energy. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes, that's definitely true. That's definitely true. I know other people want to call in. I know that I had somebody inbox the magic man and told me I need to get more in touch with my divine feminine. I say the devil's a lie. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I come from a strong line of feminine women who pride themselves on being, you know, what they were sent here to be. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So, yeah, you know, but I mean, don't get me wrong. This is a time for me to be sensitive about certain subjects, but right now we've been at war for a long time. Our very, very existence is in state. So, you know, I come pre-programmed not to take on the emotions when it comes to warfare. You can't have love for an enemy when you're at war with an enemy. You get what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I have a human love. But when we look at the state, especially with the people that I've been sent here to reawaken for over almost 38 years coming up, you know, it's no time for that. We've been, you know, right now, our very, very life is at stake. You get me?
Yeah. Well, like, tonight we're just talking mostly to women, but you're speaking to mostly to a male situation, but I will answer your question. The men do have some of these traits. We're all masculine and feminine, if you will, but when we manifest, I'm a woman, for example, so I manifest and I should possess more of these traits and have less of the male traits. And what you're suggesting is that you do have those male traits and someone has told you that you should have more feminine traits or get into touch with your feminine side. And there's nothing wrong with getting in touch with your feminine side. There's a time and a place for everything.
Oh, yes, I totally agree. And I want to put on record, listening to you and being able to see you in person, I have nothing but divine love and respect for you, because even though you got a healthy balance between the two, but I can tell that you don't mind being, you know, the woman that you are. And I appreciate you. I appreciate the work that you're doing for our great company. Look, I'm also a host for our great company of WBNN, and my next advancement will be June 1st, where I'll be bringing my own blood brother, the only other son of my mother, and I'll be addressing the subject of fathers turning their hearts towards their children. That'll be June 1st at 9:30 on this great, great, great WBNN.
I'll be sure to listen and tune in. Thank you so much for calling in, Hooney. Okay. We have a track next by international DJ legend, Brother O.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to the stage right now one of the greatest gospel singers of our time, Fred Hammond. Come on, Fred.
What you say, Fred? What you say, Fred? Oh, my
Product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman. We have caller two in queue. Caller, can you please tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
How you doing this evening, Mo? This is Terrence Strang.
Oh my goodness, how are you, Terrence?
I'm doing great. I'm really enjoying your show. What you're talking about, the divine feminine. You're talking about my type of topic. I'm really enjoying your perspective on that. I want to piggyback a little bit on what Huni was talking about when he was. I think he was saying that he was told that he needs to get in touch with his feminine side. Basically, you know, when it comes to the divine masculine and the divine feminine, the more wounded we are, you know, our goal here is to become more in balance, right?
Correct.
Whatever we incarnate as, whether it's masculine or feminine, we are predominantly that. You know, you're a woman, so you're predominantly feminine. The goal is to move towards being the divine feminine and less of a wounded feminine. For many men, you have men that are wounded masculine versus divine masculine. Most of us don't even know what that is. We don't even know how to aspire to that. But trauma, for a lot of us, things that are unhealed, keeps us out of balance. Anytime a man is in his creative, you know, anytime he's in his creative, he's in his feminine.
Yeah.
So, you know, it seems like there's a lot of confusion out there. You know, for a lot of guys, for us men, you know, we always got to be so macho. Everything is macho. And we don't really understand that when you're in your creative, you're in your feminine. You know, when you're in your logical, you're in your masculine. You have women who are logical also. When she's in her logical, she's in her masculine.
In her masculine.
So I'm glad,
yeah.
So I'm glad. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that there are a lot of traits that men and women share, but to find out, I think there's a softness. I think that goes along with being in your feminine, being in your creative. I think that when you're being in your creative for a man, you will find out that they are more compassionate, that they are more supportive, that they are being more authentic. That's the side, the softer side of a man that women rarely see, especially in black men, because like you were saying, we've been conditioned and socialized not to show that at all. So we have a lot of, there's black men that have a lot of bravado.
Yeah, and we pay, yes, and we pay for that. We pay for that perspective and being terrible in our relationships, terrible with our relationships with our daughters and children. We pay for it. You know, we pay for all of that. The whole idea is to be able to go back and forth and know when it's a time. You know, it's correct. All about being effective, and it's about creating strength. When men understand that, when they understand both sides, it actually makes them more male. It makes them more powerful. And it's the same way that when women understand their power lies in their feminine, it makes them more powerful. We don't need women trying to be like men any more than we need men trying to be like women. But understanding that it's about balance is what makes us more powerful. So
correct.
I'm glad that you're talking. I'm going to be talking about the divine masculine up in New York on June 10th. And I'm going to be discussing the divine masculine, a metaphysical event that's for men and everything. But we have it all twisted. You know, when we come out of families where there's a balance of mother and father who understand who they are, those children are empowered.
Correct.
So it's too much out of balance. It's too much of this patriarchal stuff. We're out of balance. And the goal is we're back here to get more in balance. So I'm glad you're talking about this because I promise you, many women don't know what the divine feminine is and they don't care. And the men don't know what the divine masculine is and they don't care either. They're just out here existing and creating chaos, unfortunately, for many of us. You know what I'm saying? So the goal is balance.
Well, hopefully with you having your show in New York, you'll be able to talk to some people and help put them more in balance, and hopefully the show will help the women get more in balance because it's all about learning and it's all about going through this process, Terris.
And it's about these relationships that we're tearing up because we don't understand this stuff.
Correct.
The stuff that makes us stronger, we think it makes us weaker, and the stuff that makes us weaker, we think it makes us stronger.
It makes us stronger.
So hopefully we'll get some attention to that and help give a different perspective. I just want to thank you for my 2 cents, all right? Enjoying the show.
Thanks a lot for calling in. Take care. All right. That was Terris Strength. I don't know if you're still on there. You can tell us when your show is, when your next show is.
June 6th. I think my next show is June 6th.
Okay, great. Right. I have to tune into that as well. Thanks for calling. Again, we're talking about the divine feminine who's in balance, finding ourselves as women so that we can heal the mother wound, the wound that's between the mother and daughter predominantly. Doesn't mean it can't be there between a mother and a son, but predominantly those wounds are usually between the mother and the daughter. The divine feminine in balance also has a trait of being compassionate. That is a feeling or showing sympathy, understanding and concern for others. Some people can only do this in one area in their life. Some women can only do this with their children. And then some women will pick which children that they feel compassionate with. So that's not balanced. The goal is to be compassionate towards everyone. Of course, you wouldn't be compassionate to someone who's trying to hurt you at that moment. That's not what I'm referring to. But I'm referring to a healthy balance with people towards your family, towards your siblings. Divine feminine trait is to be magnetic. That is being enchanting. That's a word that we don't usually hear, especially when it relates to women, especially black women. We get such a bad rep, don't we? But to be magnetic is to be enchanting, to be charming, to have a great power to attract others to you, both male and female. And the attraction is not even sexual. It's just the fact that you're being magnetic and you want to draw people in through your charm, through how you relate to other people, through how you reach out to other people. Next is to be supportive. That's providing encouragement or emotional help. Emotional support is listening or just giving someone space to talk and listening how they're feeling without offering any sort of advice. I think women don't realize the power in knowing when to be silent and when to talk. There is a time and a place, and when we're in our feminine, we're silent. And then when we bring it forward, that's the speaking, that's engaging, and that's the masculine energy. The authentic side of the divine feminine imbalance is being truly genuine, being truthful to yourself no matter what, not lying to yourself. In essence, authenticity means to be true to your own personality, to be true to your own values, to be true to your spirit, regardless of the pressure that you're under to act otherwise. So basically, if you're being asked to be more dominant, then you're not really being authentic. So not only to be honest with yourself, but be honest with other people and take responsibility for your mistakes. Sometimes we get out of balance and we say things we should not say. That's okay. Be authentic to yourself. Be genuine. Be truthful. No matter what, don't lie to yourself. Next is of the divine feminine traits of balance is the ability to flow through life effortlessly. Effortless living is the willingness to embrace the flow experience while setting aside our need for intended outcomes. We let go of circumstances which no longer serve us. Instead of anxiety clutching at us at life, letting go signifies a mental and emotional departure from situations outside of our control. Sometimes we miss our grandmothers. I know I miss mine. She used to just flow with things, with life effortlessly, and she would say, things are just, they're just out of my control. I just have to pray on it, or I have to just let it go. I have to just let that person live their life, and then they'll come back to me when they're ready. She would say things like that to me, and I never knew what it meant until I started doing research for this show. They tend to keep it moving no matter what life presents. We have a track next by international DJ legend, Brother O.
Can I talk to you? I know you got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through? Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things, I can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way, and my dreams that have been erased. Talking about all things, I said I can do all things.
I understand.
I know, baby, there will always be easy.
Yep.
So it's good to know I'll never let you down. Talking about all things, all the big and the small things.
I'm so sure
I can do all things. I'm out of fun, then I'm out of time.
Just because he's silent doesn't mean that he's still. He's not only preparing it for you, he's preparing you for it. Let's go.
Talking about all things. Woo! All the big and the small things.
Hallelujah.
Talking about doors you never seen.
Yeah.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive. Talking about all things. All the big and the small things.
He sees you.
Talking about doors you never seen.
Yes.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive. Talking about all things.
See the blessings coming.
All the big and the small things.
But he had to get you ready for it. What we talking about? What we talking about? Come on, say. Say it again now. And my people say.
God can do it.
He can do it.
What?
Do
this is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. We have, first I want to just comment and say thank you so much for the fantastic music, DJ Legend Brother O. It is fantastic, and you're doing a fantastic job as usual. And we have caller 3 in queue. Caller, can you please tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Hello, Mo Garman. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Fine. How are you, Ava? Nice to hear you.
It's so good to hear your beautiful voice. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fantastic tonight. Better now.
thank you. What a beautiful topic. What a great topic to talk about. And so many things are swirling around my head. I have to say, I totally agree with both the things that Huni said and the things that Terrace said. Absolutely understandable on all of those fronts. I'm going to throw a third paradigm in there.
Okay.
And that is society. So I remember growing up, you know, the things we remember that we take away from school, so much that we forget, but the things that stick in our mind. One of the things that sticks in my mind is that one of my teachers threw this out to the classroom. Are we born good and society makes us evil, or are we born evil and society makes us good? So we've talked about this on the shows before, that we have so much intel at our fingertips these days. And there's so much societal pressure, and you even mentioned that. You also mentioned the word sympathy, and I want to take that to the word empathy. So when you feel for somebody else, I mean, I feel like I've been blessed with the fact that I can understand people and I can take people from where they are. And that's what I teach people when they're around me. Take people from where they are. Don't compare your middle to someone else's beginning. And you have to learn to understand people. So feminine or masculine, you know, society throws a ring in there as well of how we're supposed to be, and you mentioned that as well, what society thinks we're supposed to be, what society is now, what's going on in the world today, and it's just craziness. So as Terrace said, when you can understand the gifts that you're given and you make yourself that much more powerful from the feminine side and from the masculine side, because just like in our zodiac signs, we have a mixture of it all. You know, so we have to understand where it's coming from. And I think on the feminine side, it is a more nurturing thing. And I think that's also societal. So, you know, I'm thinking about all of this and it's all swirling around in my head. So I'm just throwing it out there that we have to consider society and even look at society in other cultures. Look at other cultures that come to this country, to the United States, to have a better life, yet they still need to bring their culture. In certain cultures, a woman doesn't walk next to a man. She walks behind him. You know, so there's other things to throw out there when you're thinking about, you know, how we're supposed to act and behave in society. And yes, you need to know when to be silent and when to speak out. And the more you can learn to speak out, the more things change and the more things, you know, evolve into the next phase. So that's one thing. The other thing I want to mention is Brother O is playing some fantastic music tonight. And I loved the song that he played that mentioned smiling, because I'm a real big proponent of that. And the smile is one of the universal languages. No matter what culture, no matter what language you speak, no matter where you come from, when you smile, most of the time, someone will smile back at you. That is a universal language, and it's so important because it turns on a different switch in our bodies. So I'm loving your show. Thank you so much for this, and thank you for letting me throw my two cents in as well.
Thanks for your two cents. I appreciate you. When is your next show?
My next show is coming up on June 7th or 8th, whatever that Wednesday is. I was just on a little while ago, so 4 weeks from that. So I think it's June, you know what? I'm not sure. But I think it's June 7th or June 8th. We have another female WBNN host coming on as my guest this coming month in June. Yes, it's June 7th. I just looked it up. And I'm not going to tell you who it is. You're going to have to tune in and listen, because we are going to be talking some cool business strategy. So I can't wait to have her on and share, you know, the excitement of what's going on in the business world today.
Fantastic. Look forward to the show. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Mo. Have a great rest of your show. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. Okay, we're getting a lot of feedback on the Divine Feminine in Balance. Again, this is the Divine Feminine in Balance that we're talking about. And as we talk about this, I'd just like everybody to reflect on their mothers. And if you are a mother, reflect on your own self and reflect on who you are and if you're in balance. And what areas can you improve yourself on? Because we are all works in progress. The Divine Feminine imbalance is also a trait, is called surrender, which is to cease resisting with another person, to experience a great sense of calm, peace of mind, one's destiny or outcome. If there is a shift in thinking, a shift towards a mindset that focuses on surrendering or letting go of the outcome rather than controlling things that are out of your control. Now, I know there are a lot of people that want to control life and things like that, but that's not really where you should be at this point. The shift requires that you let go of your controlling outcomes, and the focus instead is on your inner world, your mindset, your outlook, and how you regulate your emotions. That's more where we should be resonating as women. The next divine feminine imbalance trait is to be open. If you describe the divine feminine, their character is not closed off. They are honest and do not want to try to hide anything or deceive anyone. In other words, their openness is the quality of being honest and not hiding information or feeling, along with the quality of being able to think about or accept or listen to different people and different points of view. When people are honest, that doesn't mean you have to tell every little detail about your life either. You can be honest without going in depth and opening up other wounds. You can just make a blanket statement and still be viewed as being open. Also, the next trait is trusting, defined as showing or tending to have a belief in a person's honesty or sincerity, not vicious. You know, giving someone the benefit of the doubt is trusting. Now, that comes with, now in this day and age with the internet and things like that, I realize what I'm saying, but I'm talking about being trusting with our families. I'm trying to focus this conversation to be more geared towards our mothers, because that's where this is coming from. We're trying to be divine feminine. We're looking at our mothers to heal the mother wound. Also, as Terrace mentioned earlier, being creative is also another trait of being in your divine feminine. defined as relating to or involved in the imagination or of original ideas, especially in the production of artistic work. So things like poetry, things like writing a book, things like that are, you're in your creative, writing a song, writing music, that's all in your creative. Those are all elements of the divine feminine. And when you're in that element, you are exhibiting that balance. We have defined the divine feminine in balance. Now let's talk about the imbalances of the wounded feminine. The wounded feminine is defined as insecure, inadequate, and feeling of inadequacy, not being good enough, and uncertainty. This woman out of balance, the wounded feminine, is needy, is a term used to characterize a host of behaviors associated with a high need for physical and emotional attention. You have some women that just need and need and need and take and take and take, and they're completely out of balance, and it's hard to get them in balance because they're so needy. They don't even listen. They just know they have a void in their life, and they want you to fill it. The next trait of a wounded feminine is codependency, which is characterized by excessive emotional or psychological resilience on a partner, typically one who requires support on account of an illness or an addiction. So sometimes you can be codependent. Maybe you've had a stroke, and now because you're so dependent on that person, you are psychologically relying on them for everything in your life, or an addiction. Some people have addictions to illicit drugs, and they become codependent with someone who can't let go of their child because they don't want to see them out there, so they end up giving them money for drugs, things like that. That's codependency. Another example of codependency is feeling responsible for solving other problems, offering advice even if it isn't asked for, poor communication regarding your own feelings, wants, and needs, difficulty adjusting to change, expecting others to do as you say and not as you do, difficulty making decisions, chronic anger, and feeling used and underappreciated. The next wounded feminine trait is to be manipulative. That is a social influence. That is a type of social influence that aims to change the behavior or perception of others through abusive, deceptive, or underhanded tactics. An example would be passive-aggressive behavior. I think everybody knows what that is. That's when you ask somebody, "Are you upset?" and you can see the steam rolling off their face, and they're saying no, and they do something like maybe they burn your food when they're trying to give you dinner. Or they say nothing's wrong when they really are angry. That's passive aggressive anger. Implicit are another example of manipulative behavior. Dishonesty, withholding information, and isolating a person from loved ones they're all defined as manipulative behavior. And that's also another wounded feminine trait. Gaslighting, a specific type of manipulation where a manipulator is trying to get someone else or a group of people to question their own reality or sanity. So an example of a gaslighting parent would be labeling their child's feelings. I can tell how they feel and disregard actually how they feel in a given situation. They're defining the child's feelings for them. She's okay when the child might actually be angry. Denying the truth is another thing that a gaslighting parent does. They insist that their child is making things up. They question the child's memory. They shift the blame, and they dismiss the child's needs. They're verbally abusive, and they often use sex to achieve goals. We have a track next by international DJ legend, Brother O.
Now, of course, Mo Garman, I'm going to keep you on here right now. This track I'm about to play was so controversial in 1996 that a lot of the church world didn't like it at all. And, of course, you know I'm going to play it because it was transcendent for Kirk Franklin. And, of course, all the folks out there that, press one. the draw with Mo Garmin tonight. We see you. So press one. Mo Garmin, are you ready for the controversial track by the Mr. Kirk Franklin?
Absolutely.
Let's get it.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message, well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Chief Peace!
This is a product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman. We have caller 4 in queue. Caller, can you please tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Hi. Peace and blessings, Mo. This is Sister Betsy the Truther out of Philadelphia.
Sister Betsy, how are you?
I'm doing all right, and I am 67 years old today.
Oh my gosh. Happy birthday, Sister Betsy. Oh, my gosh.
Look, Sister, I'm so glad I'm out of that 66. I don't know what to do.
That's fantastic.
But I'm sitting back and enjoying the show, and I wanted to call in and give my support. You know, I love you dearly. And I love whatever you talk about because you sound like you're an authority in it when you open your mouth.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Sister Betsy. I'm just a person that's been through a lot. That's all.
Yes. And my show will be on the 26th of May.
Okay, great. Looking forward to it.
All right. I'm going to sit back and continue listening. Love you dearly.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay. Oh, gosh, there's so much. I just want to go over real quick the other wounded feminine traits. One is being inauthentic, over-emotional, being a victim, and those are the next time we meet, maybe I'll be able to get into the steps into healing. Maybe I'll try to do a show into that, but I just wanted to mention that the last two things that I wanted to discuss were the inauthentic nature of the wounded feminine and the over-emotional nature and the victim nature that we embrace when we become wounded feminine. Now I'm going to hand it over to Brother O for Ngozi time.
Chumpy Key,
come on,
let's do it.
Don't clap your hands.
I apologize to science. No disrespect to medicine.
Kirk Franklin, yo.
I was created to worship. Listen, new life.
I was made to worship you.
Come on,
in the country, yo.
That sounds so good.
What I do.
John P. Key with Kirk Franklin tonight, and I'm glad the soundtrack of our lives was that. And, of course, congratulations to all the folks that are out there that listen to us on a constant basis, because without you, we are absolutely nothing. Thank you, Mo Garman, tonight for outstanding thesis in your transcript. And, of course, tomorrow night we're off, but, of course, we're back on Sunday again for another great work week of WBNN Beverly Nation with the 2021 WBNN Host of the Year. And, of course, the Anna Waddell recipient will be here. Her name is Dr. Chichilla J and News Forum right here. WBNN Nation, Studio A, Lagos, Nigeria, 9:30 Eastern Daylight. Wow. The one and only WBNN Nation. What more can I say? WBNN has broadcasting prominence around the world. And also, we're wonderfully endowed by tonight's sponsor, the Procter & Gamble Company and Gain. You know your clothes are dirty, no better, right? Use Gain. You know they stink. Use Gain. WBNN's broadcasting through. It goes through Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter. And then Gozy _ Time. Ola Dunham and Larry Gozy at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or one for program tonight? Ola De Leda and goes with myntmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dunham and Larry Gozy, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Thank you so much, sailors and soldiers. And now back to Ms. Mo Garman for her final thoughts tonight.
In closing, I'd like to mention that your mother wound has probably existed for a significant amount of time, maybe even since your early childhood. For some, it might have been more than a couple of decades. Unfortunately, advancements in science can help you in this regard, but the answer to your problems will have to come from within yourself. After all, that's where all the feelings are generated. So you will have to be patient with yourself. I'd like to end with a quote by an unknown author. No one heals themselves by wounding another. Have a great night, and I'll see you on June 16th.